Today's episode of Talking Games is brought to you by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. So what we're going to do instead is talk about the CPC. Hey, Kellen, what's the CPC?
Hey, Tim. The CPC is also...
Oh, and thanks, Cards Against Humanity.
Thanks, Cards. Yeah, appreciate that. And thank you for listening, whoever you are. The CPC is the Chicago Podcasting Co-op, which is part of what we are part of. It is a cooperative of podcast and merchants and service providers who team up to give you great ads, great entertainment, and great services throughout the Chicagoland area.
That's right. And they feature some great podcasts. Not a network, it's a co-op.
Mm-hmm. It's
but
a co-op.
One that we want to talk about, because we've all been on it, is MBSing with
yes.
Mary Beth Smith. We've talked about it before, but it features great interviews with people from the Chicago comedy community and mm-hmm. the Chicago world at large, talking about something they love. And we also want to talk about reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, folks, you're here. You're listening to us.
You're
talk
here right
about
now.
The Division. Throw us 5 stars on iTunes, and while you're at it, throw us a review. If you like it, give us a review. If you don't like it, still give us a review.
I mean, give us a bad review. Come on,
yeah.
That's going to help
be
us.
Real specific.
Very, very specific.
Which one of it us is it?
Which one of it is it? You know? If one of us says
look,
something
I'm
you don't like.
I'm getting used to not having headphones. It's really throwing me off.
Yes. Oh, well, that's Clayton, by the way.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Yeah.
I was getting beer.
Yeah. If you don't like our show, mm-hmm. give us a timestamp about specifically what we said that was so outrageous.
This is dangerous territory.
This is very dangerous, but guess what? We're getting called out on Twitter for stuff that makes people upset, so why don't you
oh, that's true.
Put your money where your mouth is and go on iTunes and give us a bad review.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about out there. I'm looking right at you.
We were going to keep this under 2 minutes. How are
you're
we?
You're here in the
studio. Oh, we got 30 seconds. 2 minutes. Here's the episode.
I'm just here to talk about games with my friends. What's my name? Clayton Margeson. Or as they call me, Two Beer Clayton. A thing we invented when I grabbed 2 beers from the kitchen. But with me, as always, is my co-host and fellow beer drinker, Kellen Tarrant.
Howdy, howdy. Kellen Tarrant here. Hey, don't forget our other wonderful co-host. It's beer drinking bad boy. Tim Dunn.
What's going on, everybody? How are you doing? I'm going to throw it back to Clayton.
2 beers. 2 beers.
2 beer, Clayton.
How long
couldn't
can this beer
remember the
go?
Nickname we just came
right.
up with. Ladies and gentlemen, do not adjust your radios. This is how we talk now. We're just here to make you feel good. Tim dropped something.
I dropped a thing.
Oh, did it give you weird chills up and down your spine?
Is it spooky or is it sexy talk? I don't know.
But here to join in the fun and definitely do a sexy voice, it's Vince Portacci.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
God
hey,
damn
it!
Man. Sorry.
Start it over. No, it's Talking Games. We got Vince on the podcast
hey!
Again.
Thank you for having me.
And correct me if I'm wrong. I think Vince was our first guest ever.
That's
wasn't
true.
He? And we talked about Metal Gear Solid mm-hmm. back in the day. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Boy, if we had known then the crazy stuff that would have happened to Metal Gear Solid 5.
Good Lord. Vince, did you play that?
I did not play it.
You're not missing. Well, the gameplay is kind of fun.
It's kind of
yeah,
fun.
I still think it's worth playing.
Yeah.
I just don't.
You can
red box
that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I've looked at like pictures of Quiet.
Yeah,
and,
it's
I've
weird.
Seen lots of pictures of Quiet.
Yeah,
and I have enjoyed those.
Okay.
So
you're a married man, Vince. You're okay.
Right. So I've looked at a lot of pictures of Quiet.
I have pictures of Quiet on my phone right now. I can show you. If you
it's
want.
Like I think when it pops up, I'm like, "What the hell is this?" And
yeah.
I'm like, all right, now I've gone like 8 clicks deep into this. You know.
Right.
So weird.
Yeah.
Oh man. I'm just remembering like the scene where Quiet takes a shower in
yeah,
front of
the
you.
Yeah, the shower scene is
and
pretty
it's
wild.
Just like, boy, we're just really just firing on all cylinders,
this,
huh?
Yeah. And so at one point she gets scarred on her face, or is that always – she always has that?
No, that's like the shit she – when she uses her powers or whatever,
okay.
she gets like monster face,
okay.
like a vampire from Buffy.
Okay.
And yeah, it's very – it's It doesn't make a lot of sense.
You're
the science
us to explain
totally
something in the middle of your game, Vince.
I'm struggling.
I thought you said you were a fan.
I am a fan, but I dropped the ball on this.
Sure.
Sorry. You know, things happen. Life happens.
Apology accepted.
I got married almost 2 years ago. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a great wedding. I remember.
Yeah.
We all had a great time.
Former guest Jeff Murdoch played the trumpet. It was very funny. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me ask everyone something. This is a very important question about, you know, I'm going to kick it to Vince first. Vince, mm-hmm. what are you playing right now, buddy?
Oh, you know I'm playing that, The Division.
The Division. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm playing that, The
Tom
Division.
Tom Clancy's Ease The Division.
Yes. It's so bizarre that it's a Tom Clancy game, and I haven't like read like really what the connection is. Is it just like a brand?
I think you can just throw that on any game.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because the brand is Tom Clancy's,
right.
So it's Tom Clancy's apostrophe S Ease.
Yes.
Tom Clancy's Clancy's
yep. The Vision.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. It makes about that much sense.
Yeah. So that's what I'm playing right now.
Dude, awesome. And we're going to get into that real soon. We're going to talk about that.
That's pretty much all I'm playing, except for Ticket to Ride with Lisa on my mobile. That's it.
Ticket to Ride with Lisa.
On mobile?
The game is not called Ticket to Ride with Lisa. It's just called Ticket to Ride, and we pass and play when we're on trains together.
It's just called Ticket to Ride. We pass and play when we're on trains together. Available
with
now.
Lisa.
Is this iTunes? Is this? All right.
Is there in-app purchases?
Weirdly, there is. Okay. Yeah, there's actually in-app purchases.
Kellen, how about you?
Man, I'm going to do a PSA because I've been playing a lot of Tom Clancy's Z's The Division. But I'm off of this other game that is absolutely the meth of video games right now is Clash Royale.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Destiny.
No. Okay. No, I'm clean on Destiny right now. I'm real happy about that. No,
he's got a new drug.
Destiny is clean and safe compared to Clash Royale. Clash Royale is a dumb iOS game. It is so quick and so simple, and you'll lose hours to this stupid iOS game. Don't. Download it. It's slick. It's stupid.
Give me an elevator pitch. What is it?
Okay.
Is it like Clash of Clans?
It's from Clash of Clans. Nah, but it's supposed
to.
Exactly. Exactly. But it's supposed
beach.
To that.
No, guys. Let him go.
Yeah. It's 1v1 tower defense. So it's also a card game. So you have all these different cards, and you're putting the cards down to try and – it's a card game slash tower defense game with the Clash
like
of Clans
this,
world. And you're like, oh, okay. And it's free, but it's not free. Don't spend any money on it. Don't spend any time on it. Stay away from it. If you see someone you know playing Clash of Clans or Clash Royale, slap the phone out of their hands and say no. Say
Does this
no.
include you?
Includes me, absolutely.
Right. Man.
But other than that, I've been playing The Division, and I love it.
Sweet.
Clayton, how about you? What are you playing?
Okay, guys. I know I was supposed to play The Division for the podcast, and I played a good amount of it, and I liked it, and I still like it.
Yeah.
But your boy got
himself
pretty deep into Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel, and it's so great still. And for whatever reason, I think I may have talked about this last time I was on the podcast, like last week, because I'm on it all the time. Planescape Torment is such a great game.
Sure.
And I went back into it, and I like spent so much time playing it, and I'm still playing it. And I kept going like, you know, I need to switch over to The Division. And I was like, let me just look in this one more house, like, you know, in Planescape Torment. So I have been playing the fuck out of those two games. And I don't know what it is, but Planescape Torment, like, I got past the part where I stopped playing originally because it glitched out on me, and it didn't glitch out this time, and I, like, almost cried. I was so happy that I was going to get to keep playing the game. I was like, yes, yes, finally! I can know what happens to all my favorite buddies! Like, it's so dumb. That game is so fucking good, and I know I'm way late to the boat, but, man, oh, man, it is so good.
Sure.
This is a JRPG?
Actually, Planescape Torment is a CRPG. Now, what
Canadian?
That means, yes, Canadian.
That makes sense.
Not a huge genre.
No, it's like an old computer game. It came out in like 1999, and I don't know what it is. It's like scratching that itch for me right now, and I absolutely love it. And then I'll play The Division for like half an hour and be like, cool. All right, maybe I'll jump back into Planescape Torment a bit. Or maybe I'll spend another school day at because There's a lot more school than I had anticipated in Legend of Heroes Trails
of
Cold Steel.
Oh, it's becoming a Persona game.
Basically is a Persona game. But my midterms are coming up. I got to study.
Were the
it's
other games
deal.
Like that?
No, not at all. That's what's so weird, and I kind of like it a lot because it's like, all right, cool. You're kind of going a little bit off formula here.
But this
like
is
it.
Still in the world of...
Yes.
Yeah, the rest of those
games. And I think I may have met a character who was in one of the previous games, but they're playing it close to the chest.
Right.
Smart. Got to make me work for it.
Right.
But yeah, mostly we're here to talk about The Division, so yeah. I might be a little bit less of a contributor than normal, but I think I still have a different kind of take than you guys in that I'm really interested in more RPG elements being in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all right, well, let's kick it off. Tim?
I did not... buy it. I just I had a Redbox rental, so I just used that to test it out. Guys, I really like this game, and I was not expecting to like it as much as I thought I would, because I've not played a Tom Clancy game, whatever that means nowadays, in years. What was the like main Tom Clancy franchise?
Rainbow Six.
Yes. Yeah. And Splinter Cell came out with Blacklist not too long ago. Did any of you guys play that?
That was like the remade, like updated Splinter Cell, right?
I played it, and they didn't get Michael Ironside to do the voice of Sam Fisher. And I was like, well, this is just a new character they created. And then they kept calling him Fisher. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like, even though I knew it, I was like unable to accept it. And the game's also just not very good. But it's okay. But yeah, I heard Rainbow Six Siege is good too, but I haven't played it. Oh, what's that sound? It's my second beer because it's two beer Clayton.
Shut up, everybody.
10 minutes into the episode, two beers.
Here he goes.
Very good. I think one of the reasons why I like this is because it reminds me of like so many things. It's a little bit Mass Effect. It's a little bit Destiny. It's a little bit Tom Clancy or like Call of Duty or whatever.
Your third person shooters.
Yes.
Well,
It does like everything at about 80 or 90%. Nothing's perfect, but it's just solid. I could play it for hours.
Yeah, it seems like they took everything that Ubisoft does relatively well and kind of put it into one game. Because there's elements of Assassin's Creed, there's elements of Far Cry, and then you have, obviously, the Destiny elements. There's a lot. They took them 4 years to make this game, and I'm really happy. Because it seems like it's all paid off. Because they've seen all these other things work and not work, and then incorporating all that to make a really fun and unique sort of experience. Vince, what are you thinking about it?
Well, you know, I really, 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 really like it. Yeah. So I'm not going to buck the trend of Division fans over here. Last night I was playing it, and I don't think I've felt as badass and then immediately embarrassed for feeling badass after, like, playing a level harder than I was and beating it. It's a fun, challenging game. It hit me at a perfect time where I'm so over Destiny.
More power to you, brother.
Glad
to see you off the drugs.
We're turning into like a Destiny recovery group.
Hey, man, I was mentioning this beforehand, Vince. I always see you online, and yet you and I were playing Destiny. We never played together.
Yeah.
Never took offense to that. But like when I saw you finally get off Destiny, I was like,
squash this beef real quick.
I'm just glad because it's like it seems like people were so fervent about Destiny, and then like there was just no content and people were still playing. Like, okay, I'm gonna ride this one out. It's like you just needed that other thing to get off of that drug, and the Division is helping.
Yeah, I mean, when they dropped the Sparrow Racing, I was like, this is the end. Yeah. Like, you know, you put you add racing as a major feature to any game, I'm gone, man. I'm out. Yep.
I heard about that.
I mean, there's going to be a big DLC pack in the next six months, though,
I mean,
right?
they say that, man, but
I mean, they just had a big DLC pack, which was the Taken King.
Right. But the Taken King is supposed to be, like, this year's sort of expansion. That way.
Yeah,
so
I just
confused.
I don't buy it. Yeah.
Well, we're not going to talk about Destiny.
No.
We're going to talk about the Division.
Yeah.
I think it scratches a similar itch, though.
Oh, yeah. And better. Like, all right. So let's for the people listening at home.
Let's take that step back. You know,
what is the Division?
Right.
Let's talk about the plot, the setup of the Division.
All right. People are looking at me. I think I can take this one. So here's the deal, folks. Black Friday. What do you think of when you think of that? Probably shopping.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it turns
consumerism
out
America's
yeah. the best yeah. fucking part of being
the
American.
Worst part of this country.
Yeah, yeah. The day after I fucking eat turkey and celebrate this American flag.
Avarice yeah. at its worst. Well, what happens if someone infects the money, I think, is what happens.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
With a nanovirus or some shit. So, yeah, like, they release this plague via money or something, and a bunch of people get infected, and a bunch of people die, and there's some stuff that looks like it could be real news footage, and then you're like, this is probably, like, a developer just taking a break and shooting in front of a green screen. I love it. It's so great. It's such a great intro because they're like, we're not going to go crazy with the exposition. We're just going to give you kind of the rough idea. Mm-hmm. And it turns out they're tapping this cell of people who you can only tell if they're in it because they wear a very specific type of watch.
Yes.
And that watch also gives them access, I guess, to every computer on the planet.
Yeah.
And as soon as they all get tapped, the secret cell called the Division rushes to America's defense, specifically in New York. And that's where the game picks up, mm-hmm. is you are a member of the Division. And you can basically be anybody. Like, you can make a model of, like, mm-hmm. whoever. It seems like it's pretty, like, I don't know if your character gets a lot of backstory. It doesn't seem
oh,
like
no.
it. It seems
no.
like
no,
you're just
no,
kind of,
no.
like, most MMOs, you're just kind of, like, the person who's going to help, but you're not necessarily, like, a badass in your own right or anything like that. You're just, like, a dude or a lady or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I've done a high level of role-playing with my character in terms
oh, yeah.
of my character's backstory,
oh,
which,
I love
which informs
it.
Every interaction I have in the game.
See, I don't have, like, I haven't run into any, like, options, really, mostly. I've just been, like,
no,
all
no,
right,
it's, no. It's just,
there's nothing.
There's
yeah.
nothing. It's just how I go and do
okay.
it. Like, literally,
yeah.
it's like, I'm going to go help these people, but here's the reason why I'm going to go help
yeah.
these people.
It's weird to play a game where, in the game, a terrorist event happens that you kind of agree with,
mm-hmm.
where you're like, ah, yeah, like, we're just greedy fucks.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, someone needs to take these sure. Americans down a pecker, and you're like, okay, well, that's actually terrible, because innocent people are dying in this game.
Yes.
And then you're like, okay, well, you know, I can go at least get rid of these looters and these gang members,
right.
which are mm-hmm. spread across the city.
Yes.
Are we to understand, is it only in New York?
No, like, it's supposed to be everywhere.
Okay.
So the United States, like, essentially, there's a quarantine on the United States specifically, because that's where the dollar plague starts.
Okay.
And if you listen to the sort of pirate radio podcast that's going on throughout the game, you can hear the guy talk about Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston. Most of the Eastern Seaboard is cut off. And I believe the West Coast is safe because as it was spreading, it didn't get across the Rockies.
You know gotcha. The name of that podcast?
No.
Talking Plagues with...
oh, okay. with Mitt Nellick. And Nalakin.
Oh, God.
Mitt Nellick. And
I can't do your name backwards.
Not Yalk.
Okay.
Not Yalk Nosegram is my name backwards. Oh, yeah. So I figured that was a child.
So you're a division agent, a sleeper agent.
JTL? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, you're not part of... The Joint Task Force was brought in...
Oh, okay.
...because Sarah couldn't put things together, and Sarah is the sort of FEMA of this sort of weird world.
Yeah.
And the Joint Task Force was kind of a peacekeeping operation, and they fell apart. You are stationed in Midtown Manhattan because it's an absolute war zone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you, from what I understand of this agency, you're told to just live someplace and have a life.
Yeah.
And then they activate you.
Exactly. And you're the last resort. And yes. that's why the Division is kind of a scary organization, because it is, there's no, they have all authority. They don't report to any part of the government. And they essentially can do whatever they want to do with zero consequences.
Like the Men in Black?
Kind of. Yeah. But the Men in Black are really there for positive. I don't know how far you've gotten in the game, so I don't want to necessarily spoil
not
things.
Too far.
Nah, you, not very
a
far.
Lot of the idea, and this is where the Tom Clancy mm-hmm. part of it comes in, being like, boy, is the Division a good thing or a bad thing?
Right.
Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, which I think is really, it's cool, because you're like, you are playing this sort of power fantasy of like, yeah, I have, there's no one, I don't report to anyone. It's like, is that a good thing?
That's actually, you know what? I didn't think that they would do that
oh,
in a game
yeah.
like this.
Interesting.
There was no point in like Destiny where it's like, oh, but maybe
oh,
we
yeah,
should
right.
we should question whether or not the giant light being that's helping mm-hmm. us or whatever. It's like, all right, I think we get it. Like, they're evil, we're good. It's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah,
yeah, that's interesting.
The lines are very, very gray. You're in Midtown Manhattan. You're trying to put the city back together. and you're facing against a lot of different threats. You have obviously regular looters. Rikers Island has all the prisoners on Rikers Island have come into Midtown and they're starting to take over areas. So those are a faction called Rikers. You have cleaners.
Are there supervillains in Rikers in this universe?
I mean,
like
there,
the Marvel universe.
There are not supervillains in the sense where they have superpowers.
Man, that would have been
you know
awesome,
you don't have
though.
Like Owlman there or anything.
But what if Owlman had been there? How crazy would that be?
I will say this. There is a – if you watch the Echoes, which are kind of like little events that happen throughout the game.
It's the Batman movies,
there is a Batman. Yeah. There is a Batman character who is fucking hilarious. To
really?
Man.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, and that the Echo, when you activate, feels exactly like an Arkham crime scene.
100%.
An Arkham Knight firing it up, which is a cool thing.
Or a Witcher 3, like, investigating scene.
Yes,
exactly.
Right. Yes.
Looks like this guy was from Rikers Island.
Yeah, but there's small sets like that. Again, the game is
cheap
really... I mean, I don't know how to describe how much I love this game because I can just sit there and watch the sort of world happen. Because it's disgusting in the sense where you'll find, like, dead bodies in the street, giant piles of trash, apartment buildings that are, like, burnt down. There's so much detail. It's almost one-to-one in terms of what Midtown Manhattan is supposed to be. It's very, very immersive. I was in the Flatiron area.
Sounds like
area.
Midtown Manhattan now.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Let me ask you guys this. Did the Tom Clancy stuff, Splinter Cell or whatever, did that used to reside in, like, the world of, like, kind of bro games? Like,
Splinter Cell
like
was...
Call of Duty and these sorts of things.
I always felt like, and maybe this is just, you know, personal preference, but...
Sure.
I always thought that, like, the Splinter Cell games were, like... If Metal Gear Solid was, like, the sort of cartoonish version of, like, the espionage, this was supposed to be, like, the hardcore.
Right.
Like, you don't get, like, the kind of gadgets and stuff that a lot of the Metal Gear Solid games are known for. Mm-hmm. It was a lot more like, you're just, like, alone in a dark room, and you have, like, night vision goggles and a gun, and that's your power or whatever. Yeah. And I always thought Rainbow Six was kind of, like, the more... I don't know, like more hardcore version of like the Call of Duty franchise.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So not as bro-y, a lot more kind of like, oh no, this is like the sophisticated version, if that makes sense.
Because this feels like a game for everybody, I feel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted a kind of Call of Duty-ish experience, it's there, kind of. But then there's also this like nerdy, like base building, resource gathering, like Minecrafty almost,
and like
character leveling.
Yeah. The min maxing in the game is really awesome.
Totally RPG. Yeah, mm-hmm. A total RPG element that I was really like, oh, cool. And that stuff, I, at least as far as I know, never existed in like Splinter Cell or anything
well,
like that.
Well, let me ask you this. So maybe it wasn't a bro game, but don't you think Tom Clancy's like an old man
brand? Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Okay.
100%.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Just
no young
that
kids are out there reading Tom Clancy. Right.
Yeah, they're reading Clear and Present Danger.
Oh, Dad, it's not Red Humper in October. You want to read with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kid's dad, Alec Baldwin. Yeah.
We all know Alec Baldwin doesn't talk to his kids.
You fat pig. If I ever get... Oh, anyway. God, that's a deep cut.
Yeah. Like, that's a good old meme.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, the thing about it, though, is there is so much there, you would think it'd be like the camera phone, where it's like you get a shitty camera and a shitty phone, so they just don't execute on anything well, but it seems like they execute on everything I've played, like, really tight, like, really fun.
Yeah.
I mean, even just, like, the missions I've played, which I mostly did, like... You know, go get this guy so you can build this part of your base. I'm like, okay. But I felt like those missions even felt like different kinds of enemies. Yeah. Like, you got the dudes with, like, the fucking shields who, like, rush you.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire, like, the flamethrower dudes
and
stuff
cleaners.
Like that.
Yeah, the cleaners. Yeah, yeah.
I love that. Yeah. And just, like, little world-building stuff and things of that nature that normally would get lost in a game like this seem like they're almost, like, the selling point of, like, look how fucked up the world is. Yeah. Look how gray the morality is. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it's, like, trying for mass appeal, and yet it's achieving it in a weird
There's
way.
There's so many little things I love about it, too, like the... epidemiologist or whatever she is who works with you, who's researching the virus, she just offhand is like, you know, my wife used to yell at me about this, ex-wife, and you just have this lesbian doctor that you work with, who's like, oh, yeah, okay, great, love that this is in the game.
Yeah.
You see your character kind of, like, looking around, like, all right, okay, I knew that.
And there's, like, two levels to it, too. It's not even just that she's a lesbian, it's that she's also... a shitty in her relationship.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like workaholic. Yeah, that's the reason why her marriage broke
yes.
up.
Yeah. I was playing with someone. We both got to that cutscene at the same time, and it was just silent as we're listening to it. But we can hear, you know, obviously uh-huh. through the microphone, and we both just go,
Okay.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Is that becoming the thing kind of in games, though? I feel like it will be that thing of like, all right, we're just going to like make sure this character, like we just are going to make sure this character, like, why does it have to be a husband? We'll just say she was the lesbian or something, or she's the lesbian. Mm-hmm. And then you as the like player are like, okay, sounds mm-hmm. good. Like, yeah, like nothing changed for me in that moment.
That's
you know?
The weird thing, because I had that moment recently at a comedy show. A weird example, but like, there was a trans performer, and I had never seen that at an improv mm-hmm. show
oh,
before,
yeah.
where I went, huh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not even a, I don't approve. It's just like, I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
It's and just, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still at a point where it's novel. So
yes.
we as like the viewer get to be like, oh, okay,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like,
we're in a transitionary yeah. period with
yeah.
video games and comedy where something like that, we
right.
note it, but we're not going to be like, can you believe what
yeah.
happened in this?
Yeah. Like, you're not going to text someone and be like, no, dude, you won't believe this. Because
no.
they will. They'll be
yeah.
like, yeah, that makes
right.
sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know?
look outside. It's 2016.
Yeah, exactly. but I had that same moment play at a little game called Legend of Heroes Trails.
Good
of
job.
where two characters were talking, and one of them was a girl, and she just mentioned, like, that girl is really hot. And I was like, okay. And, like, yeah, like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah.
have any problem with that necessarily. But I was like, is she a lesbian? Is that what they're saying? And then the other guy's like, you always hit on every girl who comes to school here. And I'm like, thank you, game. All right, cool.
mm-hmm.
Cool. Thanks for clearing that up for
yeah.
me. You know,
yeah.
it wasn't just a translation error. We're
yeah.
just, we're doubling down. I like
yeah.
it.
But this is not it's not a game where I expected that. But
no.
Great.
No.
It doesn't
no.
seem like a progressive title, the Tom Clancy.
No. No. And there are a couple phone conversations as well that are between, you know, a male couple that are like kind of separated across the country where
yeah.
you're like, oh, I really do care about these two people because I'm
sure.
following their conversation, and I'm sad because they're probably not going to be together because
yeah.
one of them may be dead.
Yeah, it's like you get like a very soft golf clap, like
yeah,
for,
right.
for many
yeah.
things
nice
in this
job,
game where it's like tough. I feel like overtly being like, oh, that's really cool,
yeah.
diminishes like how cool it is. It's
exactly,
like, oh, okay.
I
yeah,
agree
yeah.
completely.
Yeah,
yeah.
And the fact that it's just like this is now almost something we can start to take for granted in games. It's like, yeah, we should just have this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why it's
right.
like. Why we have to have that moment. Like, it's like, all right, everybody, just be cool. This guy's gay. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, when they call way too much
yeah,
attention
yeah.
to it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so awkward.
Now, how many of everyone around here, who was excited for The Division when it first was announced 3 years ago at E3?
I mean, I don't even remember
Don't
that.
Even remember
the I trailer. Remember the trailer exactly, because I was like, this game looks fucking incredible,
right? Yeah.
The thing I still remember, like, probably still like in the back of my head, I'm like, this is probably why I decided to buy this game, was one person launched a drone because
yes.
a guy was hiding behind
yes.
a billboard
mm.
and the drone tagged him, and then they shot him through the billboard and killed him.
Whoa.
And I was like, that's one of the coolest things I've ever seen in a game. And also on top of that, it was supposed to be like that guy was like another player or something like that, like an enemy player. And I'm like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
that he got tagged and just taken out.
They took that drone stuff out of the game because it was so overpowered. They
really?
Were gonna have like a little iPad you could like
Whoa.
iPad or on your phone where you could be controlling a drone.
Yeah.
And we'll get to what the Dark Zone is a little later, but they said like, well, if one of your players had was a drone player in the Dark Zone,
mm-hmm.
and you were going up against another team who didn't have a drone player, there's no way you could compete.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, even at the time, I was like, wow, that seems like really powerful.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same as like Mass Effect 2, when you could like shoot like some of your stuff around corners
yes.
and just like pull people out. It's like, well, this isn't going to work in like PvP.
No,
but
no, no.
Like, how do you defend against something like
you
that?
You can't. You absolutely can't.
Boy, they put in... no,
how many... I know you played the beta. Did you play the beta?
I played the beta. I downloaded it with hours left to play.
Oh.
I was like, I forgot about it. It was like over a weekend, Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
I was like,
right.
shit. And yeah, yeah.
In terms of the scale, so how far are you into the game right now?
I just got to level 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So, I mean, the scale of the actual game continues to get bigger and bigger for me. Like, when I really, like, move the map out and I'm like, fuck, there are still areas I've not been to. Mm-hmm. And it just continues to get bigger and bigger that way.
It looked huge. Yeah. When I was playing the beta, I was like, oh, this is like a tight little area. And then it was like, oh, there's a thing over here. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Even in the beta, I was like, wow, this is a pretty big area. Yeah. And then getting into the real game, I'm like, oh, wow, it's way bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's basically all of, like, Midtown
it's
Manhattan,
all Midtown,
right?
Manhattan, yeah. Exactly. And it
Christ.
Seems like, especially with the beta, it felt like, all right, well, there's stuff to do here, but there's still a lot of running around. I almost can't get from one area to the next area without running into something else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It feels very much like The Witcher, where it's like, oh, I'm trying to do one thing, mm-hmm. and there's all these other wonderful distractions of, like, either firefights that are happening or
missing agents,
all this great stuff that just makes the world so rich.
Yeah. It reminds me of, in a couple different ways, of Skyrim in that way.
Yeah.
Like, it is massive and all-encompassing, but, you know, and I guess, like, everything looks pretty good. It's mm-hmm. not, I wouldn't call it like a gorgeous game, but
I wonder how it looks on the PC.
I was
going to
ask.
Oh, it looks hella good on the PC. Yeah, I'm like, you saying that, I'm like, maybe, I don't know. It looks really good.
Gotcha.
But I think a lot of it too is like, you know, I'm getting kind of sick of like the games where they want to be like, all right, it's got to be winter so we can just like kill a lot of the color scheme, and this kind
of
feels almost a little bit that way at times. But then I went to, like, you know, underground areas where they're like a foundry, mm-hmm. or like I've just found like a sewer tunnel at one point, went through it, and I was like, this is fucking, no, there's a lot of environmental variance here, so it doesn't feel quite as maybe like bleak in one note as, say, like Fallout 4, where I felt like most of that game kind of just looks the same.
Yeah, I think you have to go to different areas, because there are definitely some levels, especially some interiors, which are just so bright and colorful.
Yeah.
There's a safe house called the Grindhouse, which is a movie theater. And it's
hell yeah.
Yeah, it's
hell
walking
yeah.
Walking into the Grindhouse,
right now.
I was like, this, I could just hang out in here and just look at all the different sort of like movie paraphernalia of this world.
Yeah,
that's really
yeah.
cool. The Freddy Krueger character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree, Tim. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a perfect game, but it seems to hit all of the things that I like in a really good way, in a way that I didn't think a game could, you know? I still think – I don't want to necessarily compare this game to other games, but, like, Skyrim and Witcher are really, really excellent games, but they don't necessarily take on the amount of stuff that this game does, because the PvP aspect of this game – are things that Witcher and Skyrim could never do.
Yeah, and I think this still has a serviceable single player its own.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to be online all the time, but I first time I played with someone was with you.
Yes.
And I had a great time.
Despite, you know, so what's little background for the audience.
Yeah,
Tim,
I don't have a microphone.
Doesn't have a microphone. Kind of need a microphone for this game. So
we've been a few times, Kellen and I have tried to play a game with Tim, where Tim, Tim has either, like, just never had the microphone, or we were, like, convinced he was just, like, choosing not to use it, and we're like, what the fuck?
We had to develop a system in Destiny where I shot once for yes and shot two for no.
God. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man. It's so good.
And we're able to play the game. Certainly not as enjoyable if you can talk.
Can't
speak
to each other? Yeah.
Yes, if you can talk, but yeah, I think this game is much better played with multiple people, even if it's just one person, because the game scales with you as well.
Right.
So you'll be walking around. It's one, it's the normal sort of gangs of people. But if you're in a group of four, I mean, there are teams of 20 people on the street, and you're like, holy shit, how are we going to get past this? And it's it's so great.
I had a real tough time. Wish I would have had some buddies on. There was like a boss who's just one of these flamethrower dudes.
Sure.
With the little things that you got to shoot on the side of his legs. I was definitely wish I would have had
a
microphone.
Joe Farrow?
Yeah, it's Joe. Yeah, I think it's Joe Farrow.
So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a great one.
That fight was tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think
if you play that one with four people, that level in general is so tight, but the more people you have on your team, the just waves and waves of guys are coming at you. One thing I do like about playing with other people, as opposed to playing Destiny, be like, all right, I'm the hunter, I'm the warlock, I'm the Titan, and that's what it is, being like, okay, cool, I'm going to be the medic, and I'm the guy who heals people, and that's how I'm going to spec my sort of play style. All right, I'm going to be the security guy in terms of, like, buffing everyone and giving, like, sort of more armor, and then I'm going to be the tech guy using all the different, like, the turrets and the mines that follow people. Like, being able to change my play style between playing with certain people or playing by myself is so fucking fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it pretty, like, the abilities and stuff like that? That's something I'm really interested in, like, knowing, like, the high-level stuff. I haven't really done a lot of research, but does it get pretty insane?
Oh, yeah.
Like, some of the stuff you can do?
Beyond the actual just, like, because you have your perks, your abilities, and your talents. Mm-hmm. Your perks are permanent. Your talents you can kind of choose, and depending on what level, you can have different perks. And then Your abilities are ones that you choose that way, and then you can mod your abilities.
Yeah.
As well as once you've gotten to a certain level, you'll have so your abilities are tagged on R1 and L1, and then you can do both R1 and L1 for a super, which will help everybody.
Whoa. Get
and then
out of here.
On top of that, your actual weapons will have certain specs that are tied to your firearm, your health, and your electronics. So you'll have actual special abilities. So you're min-maxing your armor, all the rest of this stuff. And again, man, you're like, okay, it makes the game that much deeper in terms of, like, all right, well, what I love this gun, but I can't get this gun's ability unless I use the sniper. So it's constantly making you change how you're playing.
But it never makes you, like, finally decide, like, I am this type of player, right?
No,
great.
Constantly. The loot drops are so great in the sense of being like, there's constantly weapons that are dropping, and they're scaling with you. Mm-hmm. I never thought I was going to be, like, an SMG guy, but I got this Uzi, and I was like, holy shit, this thing is amazing.
Yeah, I use an Uzi for my backup.
Changed my place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want a good shotgun. Yeah. I haven't gotten, all I've had is, like, assault rifles and Uzis, and I'm like, man, I get a good shotty up in this bitch.
Yeah.
It's not like to get in close, you know, see their faces.
You want to see someone's eyes go black when you kill them.
Real quick, I was telling Vince the other day about my favorite bit of enemy chatter that I've heard so far, which is I shot a guy and someone yelled, "He got Alex!"
Yeah.
I was like, Alex!
I've heard that too, yeah.
That name is so good.
And then, to counter that, you'll hear someone yell, "Shoot him in the face!" against you, and you're like, "Ah, you're not going to get close. Like, you're a fool."
There is a cool thing. If you have a group of guys and you're killing, and there's only one left, one of them will call it, and say, "It's just me and you, bitch."
Wow.
And it's just like, I like those small little things.
Yeah,
I love "He got Alex" because that makes it seem like there's a whole backstory.
But unfortunately, it doesn't change it. There's always an Alex on a team, and I play with Alex Wayman, friend of the show, who's been on a couple times. And anytime they say that, we're always like, "Alex, are you okay?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm fine. It's a different Alex."
Guys, I gotta call Alex's mom after this.
I can't do it. Come on, man, get back in the game.
I've always wanted stuff like that where they, like, try to personalize the villain. It's just like a guy just stands up and starts spraying machine gun fire, like, crying, like,
like, I love that guy!
What was the relationship?
how are you guys liking the Dark Zone? Because I gave it my first shot before I returned it, and it is so difficult.
Yeah, you die in there
good
a lot.
Yeah,
Lord,
man.
Yeah. I haven't even touched it. I played in the beta, but I haven't touched it on the actual release.
I went in there, like, for 5 or 10 minutes, and I was like, I'm saving this. I feel like I need to be at a certain level. And then a mission pops up, and it's like, try the Dark Zone.
Yeah.
And so, like, I went in there. It's like free XP as soon as you go in.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was just like, oh, shit. Like, guys are walking up to you that are, like, other players online, and you're like, you're faced with, like, this thing, or, like, are they going to shoot at me right now?
Yeah.
Or do I shoot them? And then, it's so nuts.
The tension is unbelievable. Every second you're in there, you're like, I'm going to just get killed. Someone's going to kill me. Anyone could round the corner and just blast you and kill you.
The Dark Zone, for those who don't know, is a area of Midtown Manhattan which has not been secured. And essentially, it's the PvP area. So when you're playing the game, you're in your own instance, and you can team up with other people. But if you're in the Dark Zone, you're running around with other players and other NPCs. And the idea is you can't take gear out of the Dark Zone unless you airlift it.
Mm-hmm.
So you only have a finite amount of gear, and you have to call in an airlift to have gear come to you. But when you call in an airlift, everybody sees it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 2 minutes until that airlift gets to you. And waves of NPCs will come. And then you'll have other players come. And you're like, wait a second. these other players can take my gear and kill me.
Yeah.
Or I can kill them. And I'll take their gear, and if you kill someone or you become rogue and everybody sees you on the map.
Mm-hmm. Is that a permanent thing, or is that just that?
It's a time down.
Oh,
it's a time down. So if you kill one person, I think it's around 18 seconds. But the more people you kill, the longer that timer goes until you become a, I think, a permanent rogue. And then essentially there is a blip on the map that says everyone should go and team up and kill this person.
Wow.
So you're killing other division members.
Other division members, which is tied into the story, this idea of rogue division agents.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's tense. It's super fucking tense.
I saw a thing online today. I guess a bunch of people were like waiting for the airlift. Right as it landed, this dude just lobbed a grenade into the crowd.
Yeah.
And just like killed a bunch of people. And I was like, holy shit. Like, that's insane. You're like a terrorist.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Pretty much.
Like, but also, the temptation is there. It's like, no one's stopping me from doing this.
And there are people who are doing that, and they don't take that gear. They just leave it.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Whoa. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Just for the fuck of
just
it.
Just for the fuck of it. Because,
you
again,
know what?
Someone
Respect.
Can come back, and they're like, oh, my gear is still there. Because you drop the gear, and someone, again, the gear you have is public, so somebody can pick it up. So someone is literally leaving it there so they can kill you. Because if you kill someone in the Dark Zone, you get an extreme amount of XP and an extreme amount of Dark Zone credits, which can only be used in the Dark Zone.
Right.
So it's a way of farming in the Dark Zone to just find players who are lower than you to be like, I got four guys, and here's one dude walking around the Dark Zone without anybody, and just...
Yeah, you're a roving gang at that point.
Yeah, pretty much.
I saw guys doing that kind of shit even in the beta, and I was like, damn, like these dudes are fucking just like... terrorizing people, but I didn't. I'm like, wow, but they build it in so that it feels like you should, or not that you should, but you could do that. And that's a viable place to.
There's a lot of talk on Reddit right now about like, well, is that, do we want to gear more people towards that? Because the Dark Zone, essentially, a lot of people are like, I'm just not going to go into the Dark Zone because, yeah, I can get higher and good gear there, but I don't want to have the stress of going through that.
Yeah.
So being like, well, do we want to reward people or you know?
Yeah.
Hinder them.
Or do you, you know, just like let anarchy take its course? Maybe like eventually guys will be like, you know what? I'm sick of this. We're taking back the Dark Zone.
Pretty much, man.
Yeah. Who knows?
That's the thing is like when you see a rogue agent out in the world, the question goes through your mind being like, do I want to engage with this rogue agent or do I go the opposite way?
Yeah.
Because you know if there's a rogue agent out there, you know that they have shot someone, but it's a question of have they shot someone on purpose or on accident.
Yeah.
It's like if you have a turret, you can throw your turret down to protect you, but that turret will go after anybody.
Oh.
So someone accidentally shoots you, that turret goes after them. You and all your party become rogue agents, and then it's like, fuck, let's just run.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, yeah, it's like, well, hey, man, you fucked up. Now you pay the price. But time to pay the piper, baby.
Pretty much, man.
Your turret just like can't go around shooting people.
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
It feels good, man. When you kill a rogue agent, it feels
Have you done it?
I absolutely have done it,
man.
Oh,
man.
Because that was the thing. I was just hanging out by an extraction zone because I was a little higher level than my friends. I'm waiting for them. They killed one of my buddies, and I'm like, you're going down.
Wow.
Shot him, and then you could see that, bam, you know, killed this agent, and you're like, yes.
You know, that's pretty cool. Like, that's what I think will keep people coming back
to
the Dark Zone.
You don't become a rogue agent by killing a rogue agent.
No, if you kill a rogue agent, you're fine. But if you it's not even if you kill someone. If you hurt someone to a certain percentage, then you become rogue.
Okay.
Now, you can shoot someone, and you'll blip on everyone's radar that someone is shooting someone else, but you won't actually become rogue.
Okay.
Yeah. Jump on the mic. My bad, bro.
Yeah.
My bad, dude.
No,
and then you just
good.
Blast him with a shotgun. It's like, it wasn't
it's
my
so
bad.
It's so good, man. It's so good. And
I got you.
Mm-hmm. So, all right.
Yeah.
Destiny talk real quick.
Yes.
How much end game stuff were you involved in at the end of Destiny Taken King?
Gosh, what was my light? The highest light level is what? 130?
No, 40 at that point.
Okay.
Oh, no, excuse me. Was a, fuck, man. What is it?
I can't remember. So I was like, 18 away from being completely maxed out.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was just like, I'm not going to grind. I'm
not
going to
do the challenge mode. Not going to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so like I ran a couple of nightfalls where it was just like, it was just
not fun anymore.
Not any fun.
Yeah.
This,
the end game content for this, I guess I haven't gotten there yet, completely changes the game.
Oh, yeah?
So you get to max level, and essentially the game kind of changes in terms of how you're playing the game, how you're spending points, what you're actually doing in the world. So, like, rather than be like, oh, cool, this is what's going on, and I guess it's story-based, too. Like, the last couple missions kind of reveal something in the world of The Division that changes what you're doing there, and you're like, fuck, man.
Yeah. Yeah, where you have to, like, run... I'm sorry, Destiny Talk. We have to run the raid on hard to, like, get the ultimate gear. Is it sort of, like, do you have to do
there
that
There are challenge one? Mode dungeons. That's what they call these missions. Okay. There are challenge mode dungeons in terms of, like, do it in this time. I haven't gotten any of that stuff yet, but supposedly it's great.
Okay.
Is there already, even in what, like, you know, what we've played, pay-to-play stuff?
No.
Okay.
I haven't seen
it. So there's anything, no, like, buying currency or anything like that?
Not yet.
Great. Not yet. I mean, the DLCs, the season pass is $40, and it's completely laid out, which I like. And there should be three major set pieces and then three other small additions to the Dark Zone.
Cool.
So there's supposedly going to be an entire thing setting up Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. So you go back to Brooklyn. There'll be an entire area that'll be the subway system, so like deep below Manhattan. And I don't know what the third one is. And then there'll be three sets that are going to change the way you play stuff in the Dark Zone as well.
Mm-hmm. I think you train at UCB in that third
one. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, it's probably a UCB sort of thing. That's what it is. You know, you date a girl who's thinking about being a lesbian. You're not really sure if you want to support that. You try out being vegan for a little while. you debate moving to Queens because, you know, Brooklyn's so over. So you're like, I'm going to move to Queens and... You're dating a girl who lives in Staten Island, and you're like, boy, the sex is really great, but it's so fucking hard to get out there. I don't know if I want to do this.
Yeah, it's weird. It takes a weird turn.
Weird fucking turn.
This is the only game I've ever played where I, like, legitimately am, like, getting excited over finding scarves.
Yeah.
And jeans.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
Or it's like, normally someone was like, I played the beta, I just had to get these skinny jeans. And I was like, What the hell are you talking about? Yeah. And then you get into it, and you're like, man, I really could go for a flannel shirt.
I want to look as different as possible, as opposed to just, like, gray. I feel like that's the start. Yeah.
What's everyone's, like, kind of character and play style in this bad boy?
I'm a healer. That's mostly what I'm doing right now. Like, I've got the submachine gun, and I've got a sniper rifle, so if someone's coming up me, I'll be fine. But I can... I have this this medical station where I throw it in the area where my other players are, and if any of them get knocked down, it will instantly res them.
Oh, wow.
And then it's constantly healing them and giving them buffs as well. That's my play style right now, which I'm really liking quite a bit.
And you have a crazy backstory for your character?
My character is an old-looking lady with a giant, like, burn on her face.
Holy shit.
Wow. Weird burn. We the professional sort of glasses, gray hair. Backstory is she's a Israeli a fighter who came to America to seek greener pastures, and someone tapped her, being like, "You have to be a part of this." And she's like, "I'm not going to kill anyone. I'll be your part of your division, but I'm never going to kill people again." So anytime she has to kill people, she's like, "I thought I moved away from this."
I don't have that much backstory. I'm playing a black woman who's a big techie. So I do, like, all the tech tree stuff.
Sure,
I really love the turret.
The turret's
That's
great.
My favorite, right?
The turret's really fucking great.
Yeah, my guy doesn't have much of a backstory, although I will gear him up so that he looks just like a redneck.
Nice.
So he's got, like, a camo hat on, just like, you know, he's got chaw in, you know. And I, like, so his loadout, he, like, has, like, an M19, which is, like, you can modify it, so it's, like, a sniper rifle. Yeah. And then I'll carry around, like, an SMG or, like, some, like, middle range, like, assault rifle.
Nice.
Yeah, and he... I don't know. I found the thing where you can, like, mod your surroundings so that it's, like, safe or, like, it hides you more. Uh-huh. Like,
oh, yeah, safe cover?
Yeah, the safe cover. Yeah. I really, really like that. And then I'll either rock a turret or a rocket launcher grenade thing. Yeah.
Nice. I'm playing a black girl who was in the gang The Warriors from the movie The Warriors.
Oh, okay. Love that movie,
and,
man.
Now she kills people for the Division, and she's like, everything about it, she's like, I don't give a shit. Like, she's totally just like, I don't give a fuck about it. It's just like, let me kill more people.
Yeah, maybe she was even excited when this all went down.
Yeah, I think she was like, who give a fuck, you know?
Yeah.
And just, sometimes she'll look at the camera and just be like, one of those days.
Tim, are you going to buy the Division?
Yes, I will. I don't know when.
You gotta buy it, man.
I know.
You really do.
It's not going to go. It's not going to be have a sale anytime soon.
No,
it's going to be doing very well.
You might find it on Amazon for $10 cheaper. But,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, are you going to make maybe? I don't know.
Okay.
This is probably, you wouldn't do this, but maybe like a GoFundMe page so that people can help you buy it, maybe?
That was a one-time thing, okay? And we donated to WaterAid. but no, I will not be doing that.
Good. Clayton, do you think you're going to dive in, or is the division going to sit on the shelves until you're done with these other JPGs?
All right.
RPGs.
I'm not going to lie, guys. Yes. I'm not going to lie to any of you. I'm going to keep playing The Division like I've played Destiny in the past, where it's like I'll play it every once in a while, and probably at one point I'm going to be done.
In your defense, yeah. I think it's a game you can pick up at any time.
That's kind of what I think about it, too. And I'm like, right now, I'm in two very story-heavy games, so I'm like just enjoying kind of that. And once those are done, I'll probably hit The Division a little bit harder. But then again, I mean, Legend of Heroes, Trails in the Sky, the third, is coming out soon. If you've been following my Twitter, you probably saw me tweet about it. Very excited about that. This one, it doesn't pick up exactly where the second chapter left off. And the characters.
Anybody got any plugs or anything?
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Tim, I'm running this episode.
I'm probably going to treat this game like Destiny and just like try and do as much all the time. And it'll stay in my, the disc will stay in my machine for 4 months probably. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. I'm probably going to play it tonight, but I'm on PC. So I kind of wish I'd gotten it on PS4. Yeah.
I asked you specifically to do that. I always go PC.
It's going to be a lot better experience, man.
I don't know. I'm enjoying myself.
Sure.
I'm not too worried about it.
Vince, anytime you want to fire team up, man.
Hey, you know, and I feel like I need to apologize for never playing with you.
Buddy.
No, the reason, and I can safely say the reason is that I assume that you are like so far ahead of me and you're running with a crew that's like, you know, big heavy hitters, and I don't want to fuck that up.
No, man, I play with a bunch of weirdos who take the game a little too seriously.
Yeah.
And Tim.
Yeah.
So playing with you sounds awesome.
Okay, cool.
No shade to any of the guys I play, but
yeah,
take it a little too seriously.
Yeah, and that's probably another thing. I assume you play with guys that take it too seriously.
At times it did. At times there wasn't a lot of fun. At times it was a lot of me like just
when you talked
head.
About those 8 hour raids,
oh,
I was like,
man.
That's too much.
Yeah.
I mean, that's mostly why I don't really feel the need to play it on PS4 because I'm like, I'm happy playing it by myself. I have a lot of fun, you know. I play at my own pace usually when I'm in, you know.
Oh, man, Clay, just wait. You're going to have this moment where you're like, okay, I'll just give in and partner up with somebody. And then when you're like, someone sweeps around the room, and then it's like, all right, 1, 2, 3, go. And then you just start like, cross-firing on these guys. Yeah. It's unreal.
You can even do that a little timer. Like, if you hit the up on the D-pad, you'll do a little timer so everyone sees it so you know when to coordinate your time.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, dudes. Here's the thing. Okay. I'm talking to you now, listeners. Some of you play PC games, and some of you are playing this game. If you want to hit me up, that Steam ID is Claymation27, I'm pretty sure. Check it out. And, hit me up with that gamer tag, Chief. Yeah, I'll play with you.
Vince, we asked...
Or Steam ID, or whatever it's called. Yeah.
I think we asked Daniel Strauss this recently. How is married gaming for you? Do you have, like, rules and a system in place in your house?
Good question. Very good question.
You are on oath right now.
Yes, of course. No, there's, like,
You're on oath right now? Don't lie to me.
There's a rule, pretty much, where if I've been home playing and Amy comes home and we haven't seen each other, I need to put it down.
That's great.
Yeah.
Sounds worse than prison.
From there, it's just like, don't, like, if you haven't hung out much that day, hang out. Like, don't, like, you know, it's just, you know, normal stuff, I guess.
Yeah, it's interesting. Lisa and I are moving in together in
congratulations.
June.
Congratulations.
And it is, I've never been at a point where, because, like, any time with girlfriends before, I've just been like, I just hide the fact that I'm a gamer from her. But now it's like, I can't really hide this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and then also, so Amy goes to sleep very early, usually because she's in medical school, and I said my wife's name on your podcast.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, man.
Let's get that address out.
Yeah,
man.
Blow up that spot.
So and she's like wants to hang out, and so we've worked out the system where I will like move the PlayStation 4 into the bedroom, oh. and she will like lay next to me and like fall asleep, and I'll just play with headphones on.
Nice.
And like that's sure. a nice yeah. like compromise into like I want to play a game and I want to be in the same room with
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
Yeah, so right, right. yeah, yeah.
Sounds like someone doesn't yell at the TV as often as old Clayton does.
And she's actually been pretty cool about playing with other people, so like she can sleep through it. So I
that's
can,
great.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so I can talk a little bit.
Guys, keep it down. Guys, but you fucked up. Someone heal me.
I need a healer. There is a gold guy coming up. Sniper on the roof.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
It's nothing, Amy. Cool, cool.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like we all hate this game very much. We've wasted
terrible.
Everyone's
don't
time.
Waste your time. Instead, check out a little game called Legend of Heroes.
No,
Trails of Cold
this game doesn't exist. Vince, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having
me. If people
me.
Want to see you on the internet or on stage in Chicago, where can they find you?
IO Wednesday nights with the late 90s at 10:30.
Oh, hell yeah.
With Clayton.
Yeah.
I love that. Friday's CIC Fudge, a team called Fudge, four fun guys.
Oh, very cool.
And then I don't really have much of an internet presence anymore, so.
We got to change that, man. We got to change that. Get you on the YouTube.
Yes, we don't need to change
I quit.
That.
Yeah, I quit Facebook, guys,
good
and don't try
you.
And find me there. Yep.
That's a great idea
yeah.
that I need to follow up on. Yeah, late 90s, Wednesdays, 10:30. Vince already said it. Come check it out. It's a fun time. We had a great time. And Kellen.
you find me on Twitter at Dr. Tarrant. The day this episode comes out, it's voting day here in Illinois. Please go and vote.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you don't fucking care about anything, please go and vote. It's very important. Vote for whoever you want. Hopefully it's not Donald Trump. Hopefully yeah. you're mildly educated in Chicago politics or wherever you are. If you listen to this episode and it's not your voting day, then fuck you. But
yeah.
wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
You're probably
most
at least
likely in Illinois.
Enmeshed in some sort of voting. Go
yes.
vote. Have a great time
a
voting.
Time. Yes.
And yeah, it doesn't matter. Just vote as much as you can, as much yes. as they'll let you.
Yes. Put that mustache on and go back in there and say you're someone else. There's no voter ID in here, so vote as often as you want. Tim?
I'm 90% sure when the day this comes out. Come down to IO for Omnibus. I'm playing Netflix's Daredevil, fan favorite sexist character.
That's
it's the
right.
finale. It's the finale.
It
right?
is. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Sean and Steve put on a really fun show every time. So come check it out.
Yeah. Everyone have fun at all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vince, thanks again.
Thank you. I'm in shock. This Daredevil thing. We're gonna have to talk about this.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
No
okay.
problem.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Off the air. Of course.
Yeah. I'm very excited. I don't want to talk about
this. This is a free podcast. We're not gonna let you have this exclusive with yeah. Tim. Tom.
We already have a sponsor. Thank yeah. you.
Next week, Kellen's going to be defending some statements he said about Street
Fighter.
I love
Fighter. That it's my
oh.
statements. As
you
to,
said it.
Yes, and everyone's like,
you
yeah,
said
I agree
it.
With that. I agree. I'll bring the tape.
I don't
I'm going to bring the tape.
Listen, I'm fine. I also don't like Street Fighter.
Thank you very much. Like, you hear that, Geiger?
No problem, yeah.
You hear that? You're coming at me. I'm a boy. Clayton here doesn't like the Street Fighters ever.
I like Street Fighter 2, and then I remember trying to play 3 or 4 or whatever the hell it was. And I was like, I don't care about this.
And again, we didn't say Street Fighter's bad.
We
the
just
question
said
was.
The franchise is done.
Done.
What don't yeah. you need anymore?
What don't we need anymore? Yeah. I personally believe. Mm-hmm. And you'll find out next week.
That's right.
But with that, Clayton, take us out with one of your catchphrases.
Clock, clock. I'm a chicken clock.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Clock, clock, I'm a chicken clock. Coming soon, NBC.
This has been a Nerdalogs production. For more on the Nerdalogs and our shows, please go to www.nerdalogs.com.
Thank you all. I am GrabBot2354 8X.